Oh, how you doing? It's Zach Cassidy.
M.H. Mahoney.
Peyton Prince.
Father George.
Adam Henry.
T.J. Laramie, and you're listening to Windy City Sports.
Yo, what's good? My name is Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. New episodes of Wind City Sports drop here on CJAM every Thursday, live at 8 p.m. Replays are now on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. You can hear all of our old shows on SoundCloud, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and much more. We'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. Today is Thursday, May 31st, 2018, and it is episode 98 of Wind City Sports. We are just less than 24 hours away from the Impact Wrestling tapings here in Windsor at the St. Clair College Gym. And this week on Wind City Sports, making his return to the show is Windsor's favorite son, Aiden Prince. The king of Prince City and Wind City's own returns to the show to catch up where we left off last time. We talked to him just before his match against Pete Dunne for the WWE UK Championship at BCW Excellence 2017. So we kick off there, get his thoughts on the match, interacting with Dunne, and much more. Talk about everything that he's done since that match and how it's helped him gain some notoriety and get some eyes on him. We talk about his new graphic design and apparel company, Michael Lopez Design / Princey Apparel. And of course, we talk about what to anticipate from him and from BCW in general this weekend at Impact Wrestling. We got two nights of action at St. Clair College. I have a video of the podcast also dropping tonight on YouTube. Aiden was gracious enough to come down to CJAM and chat with me in the lobby there. And what you'll hear today on the radio and on the podcast is the exact same thing that you will actually see on YouTube. Again, thank you for coming down, Aiden, and just a stand-up dude. I had some fun with him that time, and also at March Breakdown. I never really talked about it on the show here a lot, but I was at the merch table with him, and we ran our stuff together. Everyone was all over his Prince City apparel, and we just had a good time, you know, just shooting the breeze and catching up a little bit. So it's another great one. His last one was probably the best episode that I may have ever done. One of the top five, maybe top three interviews that I've ever done. So he comes back and we pick things up where we left off. And now normally would be the time that we take a moment to hear a quick PSA from CJAM, but here on the podcast version, we're going to skip right into the interview with Windsor's favorite son, the king of Prince City, Aiden Prince. So here we go. Okay. Aiden Prince is back. Wind City Sports. We're here in the studio at CJAM. Thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for coming down, rather.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Like we kind of talked about before, we got a lot coming up. A lot on our minds. But yeah. Pick up where we left off last time.
Sounds great, man.
So back in October, we spoke to you just before your match with Pete Dunne. UK WWE Championship at BCW Excellence, at the time their biggest event and probably actually their best event with all the theatrics and stuff, right? So
I totally agree on that.
Obviously we had the one night only not too long. That was amazing too, but for a standalone BCW event, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So take me through that day, man. Like before the match, after the match, just tell me what you remember.
I guess I'll start you from that morning. I woke up. I had some text messages that I had to do some video stuff last minute. Right. So while being super nervous about the match and everything, I'm you know, busting out my laptop and trying to do all that stuff. But it's weird because it's like once I got there, I didn't get my hopes up about the match. I think until you know. I got in the building and seen Dunne walk in. Okay. And then something kind of clicks when you see him and then, like, you know, it's actually real to you. It's like, it's almost like I was just ready. Like, once I seen him and it was good. And then we talked a little bit. You know, I made sure to get in the ring and do some stuff in front of him so that he knew, you know, this kid can go or he can, you know, and he could kind of work with me and stuff. And I'd look over and he'd be watching the match and stuff like that. So it was like watching me working around with Abe and stuff. So I knew that, like, I could see him getting ideas, right? So fast forward a little bit to us talking over the match and stuff. It was like, to be 100% honest, man, it was like working with one of my friends. Like, I meshed with him very well, just talking wrestling and and all that type of stuff. So it was like nerves went away. Like it was great, man. Great.
That's crazy. Because he's like a very mysterious kind of guy. He doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah.
Very little like facial expressions unless he's being a...
And that's what was super cool. It's like he couldn't be any more opposite of what his actual character is. Like he looks like a bully. He looks mean.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He is, you know. And then you talk to the guy and he honestly, I can say this loud and clear. And if he's watching, you know, he changed the way I look at every single wrestling match based on how polite he was, how cool he was with me. He wasn't bummed out that he was wrestling some kid he didn't know.
Yeah.
Funny side story, he did think he was wrestling Rey Mysterio at first, so he had to deal with me after, but that part of it was cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's in a different spot, too, where like he's doing the WWE thing, but he's also traveling around the world and working with tons of different people. So, you know, that's probably something that you're maybe not used to, but it's kind of common. Right?
Well, and that's what made it so, like, change for me, because it was like, yo, if this guy is so cool to me, and he's so nice, and he's so awesome, like, I can't be intimidated by guys who, you know, maybe want to rough me up, or guys who don't think I can go, or don't think I deserve the spot.
Yeah, because he's in a spot where
exactly, you're man. So him being that humble and that cool, it was like life changing for sure.
That's sweet, dude.
Yeah.
And another side note, he was there selling pictures. Like you take a picture with him with the belt.
Yeah.
I remember going up and be like, "How much was it?" And it was like, it was pretty pricey.
Right.
So
right.
I was kind of like, you know, I turn around and then he was like, "Hey, you want without the belt?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Come back in a little bit, do it for free."
Yeah,
I was
dude,
like, wow,
coolest guy ever.
That was pretty cool for a guy that you're kind of like, he's like a bully.
Yeah,
right?
he could have totally cool taken guy. Your money and, you know what I mean? You probably would have paid it. You know what I mean?
I was like, I'll still pay you, man. Yeah. I just don't want to pay that much.
Right, like, I get it, you know? Yeah. Even my mom actually wanted to get a picture with him, so she had my shirt on, so I guess he snarled at her shirt.
He's funny like that.
Yeah, he was great. And you see him on TV and stuff like that, and you see clips on the internet of him working, messing around with older people. Or, you know, he's really a genuine good dude.
He is a genuine guy. It seems like he's all into like animal activists and
stuff. He's
translate to the person
and he's young, like it's crazy. Man, like the kid is unstoppable. That's
crazy.
Sure.
So following the match, what were your feelings when it was all said and done? It was a great match.
Thank you.
BCW crowd was praising it, and it was probably the best match BCW in some time, and they have awesome matches. So
yeah,
it was a great match, man.
I honestly knew it was gonna be a big deal because I was wrestling Pete Dunne, right?
Yeah.
I didn't think that it was going to be such a sweet match that it's something that I'm not going to forget. You know, he gives me props for, and the BCW crowd and Windsor in itself gives me still praise to this day. Mm-hmm. So I never, like, I knew it was going to be good just because of what it was, but I never expected it to go as good as it did. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I'll never forget it, man. It was crazy. I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Yeah. And one thing I want to touch upon before is you guys never met.
Never met.
So you guys just met, and that was it much throughout the day, right?
We actually have some mutual friends from growing up. So, like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah, he actually has the same wrestling past that I do when he was a kid. So,
cool.
Yeah, so that's we really crossed, cool. Like, our friends have crossed paths in that. So Ricky Page, former CZW champion, he knows him very well. Mm-hmm. So he messaged him and said, "The kid's good, don't worry about it." And I mean, that was really cool of Ricky, and I think it gave him some, all right, we can do some stuff. So
yeah, and not just kind of make it simple.
Right, because, you know, because even, you know, the advice I had got from other guys and stuff like that is, you know, just listen to him, do what he wants to do. He's in the WWE, don't do anything too crazy, let him be, you know. And he pulled everything out of me. Like, you know, what do you want to do? You know, I had the idea to do the 450 and him spin and catch me, and he was totally down for it. And that could have been bad. You know, I could, you know. So it was super cool that he was so down to just take everything. Like, he took my flatliner right on his head. Like, the guy, thank you so much, Pete.
That one moment could do so much. That one match could do so much.
You know, it's
right?
So true. And I mean, that sparked, you know, what to come after, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which leads me to my next question. Since then, you've been doing stuff a lot in Ontario.
Yes.
I do a little stuff in Michigan, maybe.
Yes.
But, you know, Destiny Wrestling, which Pete's still the champion.
Yes, Pete is
promotion.
Still the champion over there.
Smash Wrestling and the Lucha Demand or Toronto Lucha.
Yes. Yeah, they changed the name a few times.
It's the same one.
Yes, it is the same one.
So that kind of stuff you've been doing. Just how has the experiences on the indie scene been like since then? Maybe not necessarily because of the match, but just since then.
Honestly, like, I do have to give a lot of credit to him.
Yeah.
Because you know, right after that match. I think it showed a lot of guys in the back and promoters. And actually, the Destiny promoter is really cool with Dunn, obviously, right? So Dunn speaking his mind about me after and stuff like that definitely got me into Destiny. And, you know, when other promoters see you doing bigger shows, they obviously want you on their shows as well. So yeah. I think it's just been kind of a snowball after that match. Yeah.
So was that first Destiny one after March Breakdown that you had done? Or?
Yes, okay. It was. That's actually the first Destiny show I've ever done. Okay. So it was.
So we talked about that. Remember at the show, I was like, they have a pretty awesome roster.
Yeah.
Scott always says the arena is phenomenal.
The production value is incredible. Like the lighting, the everything. Yeah. It's like it's almost like BCW, but in a smaller setup. And Santino's area, his school, Battle Arts, is wild. Yeah. And, like, they have a top-of-the-line facility going
being
there.
In the GTA, too.
It's beautiful.
Big names,
beautiful,
right?
Yeah. But the Destiny show I was on was actually their first show outside of their school venue. That's what it's called. Their first one outside of that. And, I mean, there was some ups and downs with the match. My theme music didn't work when I came up.
It's still...
But that's the thing. It's like, it's... That's the cool parts about it is I've learned to like deal with those little things and have fun with that type of stuff. Where maybe when I was first starting out, that would have bummed me out, might have messed up the match, anything, right? But you learn to just roll with it, right?
Yeah. To touch upon that, actually, back at one of the Excellence events, when you and Abe were still tagging, remember the lights went out.
Yes,
and stuff?
The lights.
And I was honestly blown away by the way you guys handled that.
Yeah.
You guys didn't like, what do we do now? You guys went in the crowd. Yeah. You remember you picked up a kid and had his sign or something.
What was really cool about that is me and Abe always wanted to go in the crowd. We always used to say, can we go in the crowd for our entrance? Yeah. You know what I mean? And they're like, they'd say no, and they'd, no, you guys are the pre-show, calm down. So when the lights went out, my first thought in my mind was, we have to do something. So I looked right at Abe, I'm like, we can go in the crowd today. And then I looked over at Jeff, and I'm like, crowd? And he's like, just do something.
Yeah.
And then
you got to keep the people
You just
got
to keep
right?
them going, so, right? So
that was awesome. Just to touch on that.
Too. That's even, like, another little, like, life-changing type moment, because it threw me into a spot where, what do I do, right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
It was, like, when I had no choice but just have fun and be myself, which ultimately led to me just continuing to be me.
That's a huge part of wrestling. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
So we'll go back just a little bit, talking about that March Breakdown event. Probably one of the biggest stages you've been on ever since starting your career, at least, Impact Wrestling. It's on the global wrestling network,
right.
IPPV kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a tag team match with Brent Banks. Phenomenal tag team, by the way.
Yes, that was fun.
Like, you two together are a sweet tag team, and him and Phil were great. So, you two versus
Jake something
and Phil Atlas. Just, what are your feelings on the match?
Honestly, one of the coolest experiences ever. One, because it was Impact, right?
Yeah.
But two, getting to work against Phil Atlas was super cool, because Phil's actually part of the reason I'm a wrestler today. So wrestling Phil was really cool. Brent's been a really close friend of mine since I started in this business. So and Jake's the man.
He's
really, really good. And he has a really bright future. So seeing, like, being paired with those guys and everything, and then the reaction, the video, all of it was just, the coolest experience ever. Like,
that's awesome. It's cool. I could see it on, Impact's Twitter and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They had the gif of you doing the moonsault and stuff.
It
blew
my
mind.
Cool. Yeah.
Of Sheldon doing the dive.
Yeah.
It's cool to see those guys.
It's great, man. It's great.
So there's tons of opportunities between BCW and Impact Wrestling with the agreement they have, and really the agreement that Impact has with the wrestling community,
right.
Really. We have the tapings coming up just this weekend, actually, June 1st and 2nd. I'm sure you're pumped for that.
I'm very pumped for that. Do you want to tell them the news, or am I?
You have to break it in your own sort of way.
I'm super excited. The tapings are June 1st and June 2nd. And I was just recently told that I will be facing Austin Aries. I think we had this talk before when we talked about Dunn, when just saying that, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's crazy. This is honestly the first pay-per-view I ever went and watched, was an Impact Bound for Glory. I remember it was Low-Key versus Chris Sabin. That's all I remember. So it was quite a long time ago. And Aries was on that. So to be across the ring from him, I don't even have words, man.
Like, yeah, like, regardless of the venue, of the promotion that you guys are competing for, like, they have, like, say what you want, but, like, anyone that watches wrestling has watched Impact, TNA.
Yeah, they know.
At one point.
They
know. And it's awesome. So. Yeah. And then Aries has been everywhere.
Yeah.
He's done it all, pretty much, you know?
Like, I mean, I've been watching Aries, I think, since the beginning ROH days, so... Generation Next with him and Jack Evans and Roderick Strong and them. So this is a huge win for me, but not only for me, my friends, my family, Windsor, my whole group of friends is going to lose their mind. They don't even know yet. So this is it's going to be crazy, man. And I already know the reaction I'm going to get and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I hope that
makes it.
Yeah, I don't think he knows what he's in for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think a lot of people look at me like, you know, he's a young guy. He, you know, he's going to go out there and get smushed by Aries, but that couldn't be farther from the truth.
Well, you stood your ground, Pete Dunne, and, like, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
He didn't know what to expect from you.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. He, I think I surprised him and a lot of people in a lot of ways, and I think Aries is gonna learn the same way Dunne did.
So I didn't really have this... planned.
Right. Yeah, I kind of sprung that one on.
Right?
Yeah,
that's. I was gonna. My next question is: are you ready to make another moment for the, Global Wrestling Network on the following night? Because we're having another one night only.
So I will be on the June 3rd one night only pay per view as well that Impact is doing with Destiny Wrestling. So there's gonna be some memorable moments for sure. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I'm working harder than ever. I feel the most confident I ever have. So I'm ready to continue to make those moments, make an impact, so to speak, and just keep that going.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
So a little bit more about the tapings. We had kind of touched upon it before. They're advertising, obviously, BCW. It's BCW Presents Impact Wrestling tapings. So we are going to see the BCW guys, you know, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Whether it be on Impact Wrestling, I'm sure, you know, like we said, Phil's doing his thing, and I hope that guy's like yourself.
Yeah.
Now
we're on there.
and Reverso and some other guys get a spot on Impact Wrestling, but there also might be some kind of dark matches. I don't know if you're
right. There's going to be so much going on. And if there's one thing with Impact Wrestling, I think you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly,
so, and I'm proud to say that I'm part of this like new era of it where. It's snowballing so good.
It's like, I don't want to say it's like a big indie, but it almost is because they got everybody.
Well,
everywhere.
You know? And I think they've realized, you know, like, you know, people want to see other wrestlers and stuff like that. So,
another style.
You know, trying to.
AAA. They have some Japan guys, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Partnering up with everybody like this and featuring and stuff like that. One, it makes you look like you're not off in your own corner. And two, you know, it's better for the fans because they're going to see matchups like Lucha Underground versus Impact.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was the coolest thing ever. Cool. That's something we all dream of as fans to see. So, you know, seeing them do partnerships and the work that they're doing to, you know, clean up their name and rebuild is the coolest thing to be part of.
Well, Scott and Don Callis, the Jackal.
Yes.
They've been pretty awesome so far. I love the Jackal.
He's
dude.
A good dude. He's a really good dude. That's his voice. Yeah, I did. Yes.
Yeah, that's his voice. I remember like listening to the podcast. I'm like, is this guy like.
Is he trying to do the news voice? But no, it's just that's Don. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So, you know, going back a little bit, just after that Excellence 2017 in October, we had Bound for Glory, which is Impact's like. You know, big event of the year, pretty much,
right?
And it was actually in Ottawa, Ontario. And you got to do a little bit of work behind the scenes there, doing some stuff. Did you like that stuff? Are you really, like, jumping on anything you can?
That was another cool thing because, you know, besides wrestling, I love graphic design work. I love producing, you know, music or movies or video or anything that I can do creatively. So, going there, I obviously wanted to be on the show, but the other part of my mind was, how can I learn from this and bring it back to BCW and what I do production-wise with them? How can I, you know, use that? And I learned so much from, you know, working with lights and seeing the way they do the sound and everything like that. So that part of it was a super cool experience. And then the bonuses of being able to... you know, do the security spots and stuff like that.
Yes, that's right.
Was just a bonus. I got beat up by Alberto Del Rio, so that was a good time. Him and Johnny Morrison, Johnny Mundo. that was another really cool experience. But it was another one of those things where I left with like a, yo, you got to work harder.
Yeah.
You need to be one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, it's so hard to explain. It was like, I was back there and it was like, I know I belong in this. Like, it was like, I'll do whatever I got to do moving forward, but I know I belong here and I know I can hang. Like, just watching the matches and stuff like that, it was like, I can do this. Like, I know I can do this. So it was like, it sparked another, you know, just like the Dunn match, it snowballed into, you know, going to see that and seeing how everything works. And it was like another snowball into the next thing to work harder in the gym, you know, on everything, my business stuff, everything else. Yeah.
Well, it all kind of relates. Like, I have here, you know, Scott and Gail Kim and all those, they're holding that like TV seminar kind of thing, because they want everyone to learn that aspect of it, right? And I love your mentality, man. You're humble, you know? You go from wrestling Pete Dunne to the next day not really wrestling, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not saying, you know, this is below me.
No.
I'm not going to do that. I'm only here to wrestle kind of thing. If they were like, this is what we need you for, then...
Oh, I was down for anything just to be part of it and everything. And I think that's a problem that a lot of guys have when they first get started, is they want it to go so quick. Mm-hmm. And I learned very early on, having really good trainers and stuff, that, you know your place, you know, learn from your place, and when you're going to jump up, you'll get there. You'll get there, just be patient. And it was like, as long as you respect everybody around you, you know what I mean? Because in this business, guys will fly right by you.
Yeah, well, it's
you know what I mean? Like, look at Sheldon, you know what I mean? I wanted to go to Japan so bad. The kid started, wham, right to Japan, right? Mm-hmm.
That was the first time I seen him wrestle in person. I was like, oh my God.
The kid is phenomenal, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That's a dream match for me, actually. But stuff like that, you know? Like, if I was a jerk to Sheldon, say, when he was first starting, and then he skyrockets by me and goes and becomes the king of Japan, you know, who am I? It's
timing.
You know what I mean? It's all timing, right? So if I learned to respect everybody and just, you know, wait your turn, wait for your spot, and it'll come. And it sounds cliche, but everybody says love this business, it'll love you back. Couldn't be more true. Yeah. More true. The more you love doing this and talking to people like you and meeting kids and all that type of stuff, it's only going to help you in the long run.
Well, I appreciate that also. Thank you. That's awesome, man. Yeah. So, kind of leading into the end of the conversation here, but your other endeavors kind of relate to the whole, you know, behind-the-scenes kind of thing. He's got the graphic design going on. Actually, I went to get something to eat earlier today, and one of the posters popped up. There he is on the back, too. He makes all these posters for Impact and for BCW. I remember... I don't know if they posted it like years ago that you were doing it, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that you're getting him to do it. Then they started getting better and better. I'm like, they must have got someone else. They must have been like, we got to get like something a little more advanced. And then the last time we spoke, actually, you just kind of mentioned, oh, crap, man, because those are sick.
Yeah,
some of the things you make are unbelievably cool.
It's super cool because it's like, you know, graphic design's been another dream of mine since I was a kid. I was designing stuff on paint can.
Yeah.
But it's always been wrestling stuff. Like, I used to scan wrestling magazines and sit there on paint can and, like, you know, stuff out and make little posters and stuff like that. So to, you know, go to all these TNA shows when you're a kid and to be part of BCW, and then, you know, they want me to make this stuff, and then to make a little bit doing it and all that, it's just, I'd do it for free, right? So it's like the fact that I'm actually living the dream in more ways than one, it's just, I couldn't be more grateful, man. It's
cool.
It's great.
Now you got Michael Lopez design out there. I started to see, like, some of the other posters that you had made, and I had seen them before.
Yeah.
You made it was like a Revolution
wrestler. Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can't believe he's doing those. And so you're getting kind of, like, being in the business, are they like, hey, man, can you make us
Well, that's what's great, right? Like, every wrestler needs t-shirts. Every wrestling promotion wants posters, right? So I'm in the perfect position, you know? And then the more I network with wrestling, you know, the more people see my work, and then it boosts that way. So, and the biggest benefit, right, is usually when I'm making the posters, they want me on them, or, you know, those type of things. So it only boosts my name in more ways than one, right? So, yes, and then I did start a clothing line recently, Princey Apparel. Princey came from, I've always been kind of known as the little kid in the group. I'm one of the older ones, but I'm still known as the little baby in the group. So everybody calls me Princey all the time. So I adapted that name, brought it to the clothing stuff. That's another dream that I've had since I was a kid, is making videos, whether it's vlogs or, you know, a TV show or anything like that. That's a dream for me, and it was also a clothing company. So dreams are happening, so we're just going to keep them going.
Well, yeah, you too, right?
You know what I mean? That's basically
kind of meshed together.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
That's the two worlds. So just to wrap it up, where can we find Michael Lopez Design, Princey Apparel, and the Prince City gear? Where can we find it?
The greatest place to go right now is www.michaellopezdesign.com. I have links to my Facebook, my Instagram, all that type of stuff. I'm begging everybody right now, please like the page, subscribe to the YouTube channel that's coming, buy some stuff, you know. One thing I said in a post when I first posted everything is a lot of wrestling shows you go to and stuff, sometimes the merch isn't the best. It's just kind of, you know, grab a t-shirt and go. But from the start of Princey Design, or Princey Apparel and Michael Lopez Design, quality has been a big deal for me, so... making sure that the clothing is good is very important to me. So anything you buy is going to be high quality stuff. Anything I design is going to be high quality stuff. So please check out the page.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, my name is Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local radio program and podcast on CJAM FM in Windsor and Detroit, and anywhere podcasts are found. If you missed part of that interview, that was Aiden Prince of Border City Wrestling. He's got a huge weekend coming up, as does Border City Wrestling and all the other superstars. Again, as mentioned before, as Impact Wrestling takes over St. Clair College Gym for two nights, this Friday and Saturday. Tickets are still available for both single nights and both nights, and it should be a lot of fun. I'll definitely be there Friday and maybe Saturday too if I don't got anything going on and I can make it. Why not? But now we don't have a lot of time, but we have a little bit of time here to break down some local sports news. So first off, Windsor Spitfires center Curtis Douglas was among 104 prospects in Buffalo this past week on Monday. Took part in the NHL Scouting Combine. Douglas, if you haven't seen him before, he's 6'8", 234 pounds at just 18 years old. He was ranked number 63 among North American skaters in the NHL Central Scouting for this year's NHL Draft. The 18-year-old was acquired by Windsor in December as part of a package when they sent Aaron Luchuk out to the Barry Colts. In 38 games with the Spits, Douglas had 15 goals and 28 points and 28 penalty minutes. He was the lone member of the Spits to be invited to the Combine, which affords all NHL teams a chance to do interviews with prospects along with fitness testing ahead of next month's NHL Draft in Dallas. During League One Ontario League Cup Round 1 action at Alumni Field on Sunday, the Windsor TFC was eliminated from the Cup after losing 4-1 to the visiting Toronto FC 3 squad. Windsor went down 2-0 in the first half and couldn't turn it around despite a well-struck second-half goal by Mike Pio. They're on the road this Sunday in Oakville taking on the Blue Devils, and the Windsor TFC will return to regular season play next week. Their next home game is June 10th when they take on Vaughan. The Vaughan Azzurri visits on kids opening day at Alumni Field. All children aged 12 and younger will be admitted to the game free of charge. That's 4 p.m. at Alumni Field next Sunday. We'll be talking about that next week also. Our Windsor Clippers. The Clippers hit the floor tonight, actually, at Forest Glade Arena. The Junior B lacrosse team are actually taking on the London Blue Devils right now, and the game was set for 8 p.m. Sure to be another good one between those two clubs, but Windsor's leading scorer, Braden Maye, is in the race for the league's points leader. He is now in second after holding down that first place spot for quite some time. Jeremy McWaters of the Green Gales has 2 points ahead of him currently, sitting at 73. He has also taken the backseat on goals for the league, now behind Wallaceburg's Kyle Dawson. The Clippers are coming off a big win over Wallaceburg, actually, in their last game just 2 Sundays ago, when they beat the Red Devils at home 15-13. Following tonight, their next game is at home again, next Thursday at 8 p.m. when they take on Point Edward at Forest Glade Arena. Game time is set for 8 p.m. The Windsor Rogues Rugby Club only played one game this past weekend at AKO Park. Men's A division took on the Fergus Highland Club and suffered a defeat of 43-12. Nathan Hodges and rookie Jacob Benson, in his second career game, both scored tries for the club. Captain Spencer Bryant also had one conversion. They are now on the road this weekend with men's A and B teams that will be playing in Hamilton, battling the Hornets on Saturday. Their next home game is June 9th, the following weekend, when they take on the Sarnia Saints at AKO Park. And as featured on today's interview segment with Aiden Prince, Windsor's favorite son, Border City Wrestling presents Impact Wrestling tapings at St. Clair College tomorrow, Friday, June 1st, and Saturday, June 2nd. Both at night, I think they're starting at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available for both nights. You can buy a single night or a package for both. Save a little money by buying both. $40 a night and $60 for both. So that's pretty much a steal considering the talent that they have there. If you are a wrestling fan, that's definitely worth it. So many I could name, but just some standouts include Austin Aries, Eddie Edwards, Conan and LAX, Brian Cage, and Pentagon Jr. A few matches have been announced, including Aiden Prince versus Austin Aries, as Aiden had spoke about in the interview today. Desmond Xavier takes on Phil Atlas. El Reverso teams with A1 to take on Congo Kong and Matt Sydal, just to name a few. BCW has also announced more matches on their Facebook, and there's no telling what else or who else might pop up at St. Clair College this weekend. And that's going to be all for this edition of Wind City Sports. We're here every Thursday on CJAM with new episodes, and replays are now on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. We have every single one of our episodes on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube with some select interviews and feature videos, and we are also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all sorts of social media. So search us up, give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it may be, and we'll be back here next week with some more great programming. And until then, smell you later.